Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
What to do about the rise in gun violence in New York City? Mayor de Blasio's Zoom conference with 50 people yesterday to try and figure it out.
The mayor says there will be more of a presence on streets and street corners this weekend to try to curtail gun violence.
A lot we want to do to help young people have positive alternatives.
There are meetings with community leaders and police officials together, but His Honor denies there's any rift with the leadership of the NYPD.
Track record is really clear. These are reformers who have achieved a lot.
He says he's committed to the team. They've reduced arrests, support neighborhood policing, and lead the most diverse homegrown department in its history. Juliette Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Also today, the mayor again cited the court system not being fully operational as part of the problem. He said the police commissioner is in conversation with the five DAs and the chief judge of the state court system to figure out how to speed gun prosecutions. New York City looking to reopen 3,000 child care centers possibly next Monday. The mayor says the Board of Health will be voting on that.
There'll be real social distancing requirements as well. No more than 15 kids in a room. All staff will be required to wear face coverings. There'll be daily health screenings, regular cleanings constantly. Very careful regulation of any items that kids might use in common. So, for example, limited sharing of toys.
During his briefing today, the mayor was asked about Governor Cuomo's contention that people are not social distancing in the city and that the city's not doing a good enough job ensuring compliance. The East Village was mentioned specifically. The mayor said his team was there over the holiday weekend.
We found overwhelming compliance upon arrival. Our inspectors found overwhelmingly that people are doing the right thing. The restaurant owners, the bar owners, the customers alike. There were some places where some corrections had to be made, and people did it willingly. When our inspectors and ambassadors directed them to.
Governor Cuomo today tweeted the latest state numbers, 836 people in the hospital, sadly another 10 fatalities. In New Jersey, the Motor Vehicle Commission reopened today, but you might want to hold off. Our Glenn Chuck is in Lodi.
By 3 a.m., hundreds were lined up here at the DMV office in Lodi, just off Route 17. Now, minutes before they were set to open at 8, anyone else coming here was told by police to try another location or go back home and take a nap and try again. They can only accommodate 200 or so with 1,000 in line. One of the lucky ones who did get in, Donald from Hasbrook Heights.
When I arrived, the line had wrapped around the building about three or four times. Right now, it's about the same, but still, there's no organization. There's no place to go to the restroom. The police officers should have been here when the first customer got here.
And why did he endure this?
I have a 17-year-old daughter. She does not want me to wait. If I don't get that license today, I'm in trouble.
A similar situation at motor vehicle offices in Secaucus, Eatontown, Oakland, and in Wayne, in fact. People abandoned their cars on the shoulder of Route 46 to run to get in line. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, not even trying the line here in Lodi.
4 months into the pandemic, a first. The movie theater industry is taking New Jersey to court over not being allowed to reopen. AMC, Cinemark, and Regal among the companies. They say Governor Murphy cannot allow other places of public assembly like malls to reopen while keeping cinemas closed. President Trump is weighing in on the debate over whether kids should head back to class in September. Here's correspondent Karen Travers.
President Trump and the First Lady today will participate in what the White House is calling a conversation on safely reopening American schools. As state and local officials are grappling with planning for the fall, the president wrote on Twitter yesterday in all caps, quote, schools must open in the fall. Experts say reopening schools is the key to fully reopening the U.S. economy. Education leaders are working to balance getting children back in the classroom and keeping them safe and healthy while also protecting teachers and staff.
School in New York will not reopen until we get the okay from Governor Cuomo. Did you vote? Today is primary day in New Jersey. The polls are open till 8 p.m. You'll also have until 8 o'clock to get your ballot postmarked if you're voting by mail, which many people have been doing due to the pandemic. Presidential, Senate, and House races are on the ballot. Donald Trump facing no opposition. Joe Biden faces Bernie Sanders, even though Biden will be the Democratic nominee. Senator Cory Booker faces primary challenger Lawrence Ham. The Republican race for U.S. Senate is a four-way contest, and there are also races in each of the state's 12 congressional districts. Today is Blackout Day 2020. This is when many Black Americans refuse to spend any money on anything unless it's from a Black-owned business. This is to demonstrate the economic power of the Black community and to end racist policies in the business world. According to Nielsen, in 2018, Black Americans spent more than $1 trillion on consumer goods alone. So have you moved as a result of the pandemic? A new study reveals that roughly one in five adults in this country has either moved or you know someone who has. According to the Pew Research Center, many are students who were living on campus, but not all. Other reasons for moving include the loss of a job, needing a larger space to quarantine, traveling and then being blocked from returning home, or wanting to be with extended family members. In fact, 60% of adults who moved said it was to relocate to a family member's house. 9% say the move is going to be permanent.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.